And Monday we spoke about the sugya of Lina, Tesvis and Gimel Aleph. So didn't leave the sugya without a maracha that the Mikdash David puts together. Mikdash David was Rav David HaKohen Rappaport from the Vilna Rappaports. Maybe even he was an enokul of Rabbi Akiva Eger, enokul of the Gra. He was from the Rabbi in Danzig, I think. They often heard that it was said about the Mikdash David that he was such a boki in Kodshim. He left us safer in Zra. We looked at when we learned Shvius and Tum and Tara. At the very end of Tum and Tara, he writes a Kuntris Binyane Kodshim. But apparently it was said about him that he was so familiar with Kodshim that if he be, you could put him blindfolded in the Beis HaMikdash and Kodshim, he'd be able to find his way around. So he has a very, a very beautiful maracha when it comes to the mitzvah of Lina. You find another Rashivas also, but I think the Mikdash David is the first one who points this out. He points out that the Makor of Lina, one of the Makoros, it's quoted in the Gemara Psachim Tarem at Beis, it's a Sifrei in Devarim, on the Pasuk, Ufanisa Baboyke Valachta Le'alecha. The Gemara says, and Chagig Gemara says, Melamed Shetu'una Lina. Right? Ufanisa Baboyke. So he explained that has to be Chalamoyed. So Memele, the Torah says, he has to stay in Yerushalayim the night of bringing the Korban. So we learn that Korban Pesach requires Lina. Melamed Shetu'una Lina. So then, Tanam say, Ein li ela elu. What's Ein li ela elu? Ein li ela elu bilvon. Minayin li rabbois, oifois, umnochois. Yayin ulvoin of eitzim. Tamaloima ufandisa baboiker, kolpinois, kolpoinois. Shatopoine, min boiker veilach. So we learned, we focused on Lirabois oifois umnochis yain ulvona beitzim ufanisa bavoiker kolpoines. Whenever a korban brings you to Yerushalayim and you're leaving Yerushalayim, you have to leave in the morning. You have to have a mitzvah of lina. So he's medayik ein li ela elu. What's ein li ela elu? His elu means the amtovim, the regolim. Ein li ela elu. I learn ufanisa baboik alecha. That refers to the regolim. Minayin lirabbois. How do I know that the regolim is marve oifaisum noches v'yayin levoina? So he says, you see from the loshen of the sifrei that the machayev is regel. But we see from many sources that if I bring a korban, then that day is kiregel, it's like a yomtiv for me. And as we pointed out, Tosfos says, our Tosfos, why are we discussing Lina and Yuma? Why not Psachim? Why is it a Yuma Dika Sugi? Because it's a chunky Tosfos. And that Tosfos points out that there are two Machayevim for Lina. One is the Machayev of a korban, from Korban Pesach. But there's a separate machayev, and that's the machayev of the yomtiv. What does it mean? It's a yomtiv. It means the yomtiv. If I come into Beis HaMikdash because of yomtiv, I'm doing a come into Azor because of yomtiv. So, whether my bias mikdash is because of a korban or my bias mikdash because of yomtiv, both in machayev and din of lina. I pointed out in the Ritva that there's a din of kovid a korban. And there's a din of kovid aregel. He pointed out weiter that means I'm a ka'inyan, is that my korban brings me a certain, puts me in a certain situation a certain maimed that I cannot leave Yerushalayim without some Hezbayinus, again, moving from Halach to Machshava, just make it easier for us to map our minds around it. And similarly, my Yomtif is a different kind of Yomtif. If I'm a Yomtif, it brings me to Beis HaMikdash. Parenthetically, that is a raya for a Mahalach in the Ramban. There's a Ramban which is often quoted, Ramban at the end of Achrei Mois, that Ramban quotes a Medrash, Hovu Lachot Siyunim. Taka good for Erev Shivosa B'Tamas. Hovu Lachot Siyunim. Ramban says that Chazal, Ramban quotes a Chazal. Rashi also quotes it in Parshas VaYakov. For some reason, Rashi didn't have so much mazel quoting this. Ramban had more mazel on this quotation. I don't know why. So Ramban quotes Drosh the Tanoim, Hovu Lachot Siyunim, that we Chazal say keeping mitzvahs and chutzlarvis is at tziyunim, our markers to get back to Eretz Yisrael. So the simple reading of the text would be that when I put on tefillin this morning, it wasn't because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to put on tefillin. It was the Kadosh Baruch Hu told me, make sure you remember all the mitzvahs so that when you come back to Yerushalayim, you won't be like a prince that doesn't know how to wear the princely clothes. That's the medrash, the most of the medrash you give. So wear all the princely clothes while you're in Golos so that you'll come back to Eretz Yisrael and make the, and you know what to do, you know how to act. So the Ramban says, Le Yitachin, can't be, because our mitzvah, only the mitzvahs Tluy Baretz are Ikorin in Eretz Yisrael. Even then we learned last year, not all of them. But a mitzvah that's not Tluy Baretz, so that there is no distinction whether you're in Eitzrol and Chutz Laretz. All right, but that's what the Medrash says, Hov L'chot Tziyonim. So, L'chayra, the Hezra Dover is that when I do a mitzvah, that I can do the same mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, but the mitzvah done B'kir V'Sashchina is a different kind of mitzvah. The same mitzvah that I do, just like a person that does a mitzvah mitam chinuch, and then he becomes a mitzvah, he does the exact same mitzvah with all the dignity, now he's doing it because he's a gadol. It's a different mitzvah. So similarly, if a person does a mitzvah, when he's potter, for whatever reason, so that's a different level of a mitzvah than he does when he's doing chuyu in the mitzvah. Similarly, if a person does a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, with avira da'ara, that's going to be on a higher level. So we're mechuyev to do mitzvahs. And the chiyuv to put on tefillin this morning, the exact same chiyuv as putting on tefillin in Eretz Yisrael. But the impact that mitzvah is going to have on me, the way I could be mizbayin in that mitzvah, is in a different darga. So when we put on tefillin in Chutz Laretz, so we're doing two things, putting on tefillin, we kind of mitzvah day raisa, kitikun, a big tukdukeo, uvrata, everything. However, we're also reminding ourselves, oh, it's not the same as in Eretz Yisrael. And that's b'chol mitzvah. That every mitzvah in Chutz Laretz has got to be different because it's not b'kivas hashchina. Okay, so this ritva that we're discussing, that a yomtiv that brought me to Eretz a yomtiv that brought me to Mikdash is chayiv in a different din of kovid yomtiv. That's the same yomtiv. Why is it different din of kovid yomtiv? Kovid Yerushalayim, I get it. Kavod HaMikdash, certainly get it. But the Ritva says, no, it's Kavod HaRegel. So he explains, it's a different regel. So that's a raya to this Mahalach in the Ramban. A yomtif that brings me to Mikdash, a different darg of a yomtif. Right? That's, now we can understand, we can wrap our minds around that. So anyway, so comes the, so that's what we learned on Monday. That Taisvis and our Sugya points out to Altuma Chayvim and Lina, that Tosfos, the last line in the Tosfos Chagiga, Rabbeinu Elchanan, as it says, crisply and mufurish, but l'chor, that's pshat in Tosfos. Tuma chayivim. So, Mrs. Mikdash David notes one machayiv. The machayiv of Lina is regel ha-meviyosei la-mikdash. But there are two different kinds of regolim. There's a regal that is in the parsha of Parshas Re, Shleisha Regalim, And there's a regel of Parshas Emor, Parshas Pinchas. And there's another regel. There's a regel of Kol HaMevi, Korban Lazara. When I bring a Korban, that's a Yom Tif. So the din of Lina could either be a regel that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was mit Kaveya Bismanoi, or it could be because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said when you bring a Korban, that's a regel with Neyatzma. She says that's Pshat in the Sifrei. I would know Lina by these regolim that are kavum in the parsha. Minayin lerabois. What are lerabois? The rabbis are another kind of a regel. Oifois, minochois, yayin, ulvoina, veitzim. Tamad loimer, kol pina, shato, kol poina, shato, poina, minaboike, veilach, has to have Lina. And then, the Mikdash David says, brings a raya from the way he's medayik in a Tesefta in Psachim. Tesefta says, Mab elu devorm sheshove rishon lesheni. There are ways in which Pesach rishon and Pesach sheni are similar. He says, one way is, harishon ton lina, vasheni ton lina. Both require lina. Rebuda oimer. Yehuda said, that's the Yehuda that's quoted also in Chagigi Yud Zayin. Ein Hasheni Ton Lina. No. Psachim said, hey, no. Was it Psachim? Psachim said, hey, it's quoted, yeah. That Ein Hasheni Ton Lina. That Pesach Sheni is a bring and leave. It's not a bring and stay. Elo Ketz Aduwaisa. Elokates aduaisa, again, ein asheni ton lina. Elokates aduaisa, nichnas vishaychet es pinschei bazara. Comes the azara, shechs the korban pesach, he gets a coin to shecht it, he shechs it himself, he gets viyoitse, and he leaves. Umaspid es ovid bebeis pagi, and he says the hespid. There's no hespid over here. Who died? It said, what's the Moisef? So I said the Tesef that I had easiest, that was lightest to bring, instead of bring a whole Mesech of Tzachim, is Cheskel Abramsky's, Diane Abramsky's Tesefta. So he writes, V'agav ur chashminon shemute best bedu yom zeh. Teaching me, agav urch, I should know a person's allowed to give a hesped on the day on Yom Tov Sheni. All right, bad news for all those who don't want to see Tachlin on Yom Tov Sheni. Pesach Sheni. Yeah. Okay, so Mikdash David says, no, it's not stam agav urcha. He says it's explaining to us that Pesach Sheni is not a regel, it's not a Yom Tov. What's the right? It's not a Yom Tov, because you can give a Hesped in Pesach Sheni, right? Elokates otherwise, I'll give you what's Pshat? Nichnas v'sheichet es pishchei bazora v'yoytzi umas v'zovei v'yis pagi. So Lashon the Mikdash David. Umay inyan hesped lelina. Need the mapik lo mikro de pesach sheni ein eiton lina. There is that. We know there's a drasha. The drasha is a hekesh of shisha yomim. A pesach that is connected with 6 days, so that requires lina. But a pesach that's not connected, that's what the Gemara darshins. So that is what the Gemara, that's what the Yehuda should say over here. Umaychiach, my mutter behesped, hayom shemakrivim by korban also behesped. Umuchach the dover echod zeh. So the with the tesefta is muchach to say. Yes, not muchach the tes. Chazin Chesed holds otherwise, but lechara it is a very beautiful diuk. The dover echod zeh, the ton lina vezeh the also behesped. Mishum dahayoyim dinei kiregel. So that's what the Gemara is saying. the Gemara's hekesh is what kind of a regel is chayiv and lina. So a regel that's connected, the Pesach that's connected with 6 days of Yom Tov, that's a regel, chayiv and lina. But a regel that is a one-day regel is not chayiv and lina. So the Mikdash Dovid says Navaita means that regel is not a full regel, it's not a full-fledged regel. What's the raya? Yaitzei omas b'zavim, he can say a hesped. So she's vice to chayis that the mechayiv of lina is the din in regel. The yomtiv. Yomtiv is mechayiv lina. Eli can have two different kinds of yomtiv. He can have a yomtiv that is described in the parashas of regolim, and you can have a yomtiv that's your own personal yomtiv. And he says, how do I know it's the raya that a yomtiv that when you bring a korban, that's your own Yom Tov? So many of us know this from Tainus, right? The very end of Tainus, what's the reason for Yom Tov, for Tu B'Av? So one of the several reasons we give for Tu B'Av is that was the day that we completed bringing the Korbanus Eitzim for the Mikdash. So that became a Yom Tov. But it's even clearer in the the Gemara says, Gemara in Moed Katan, that a day that a person brings a korban, so he's also behesped of tainus. L'chara, that means that whenever I bring a korban, that's dinay kirego. So then that's maracha number one, part number one of the Mikdash David, that the din of lina is a din in rego. Why?
And he says, Zvachim,
do me the
Pesach.
The Pesach
is Zvachim. That's what he
tells me. Yeah.
Gorish, I don't know, but.
Okay, I'm not sure. But it could be.
Because it's Zvachim, you have to ask, why does it not mention Zvachim?
Well, he doesn't mention, means Afilu, yeah. No?
Afilu, like a long list of Melchot of
it. Yeah.
No, because of Afilu is Zvachim also. It means Zvach is not a regular. I don't know other.
Yeah.
Only regal. How do you know a day when you bring carbon?
Right.
And gives all the examples besides Bach.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it could be Bechlam Asayim Mona. It could be Bechlam Asayim Mona. Could be. Then he says that he points out there's a diuk in the Rambam and Klei Mikdash. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav. That Perek Vav of Klei Mikdash is the din of the Ma'amodos. That it's important to be this in Gun HaKdama to the next sugya. He said, "Yevshir shi akorbonei shal odom korevu eina oimer al gavav. The korbonei satzibur ein korban shal kol Yisrael. Korban tzibur belongs to Klal Yisrael." So the Gemara says that it's not shayach that I'll bring a korban and I'm not going to be oimed in my korban. The efshir shi yisrael kul and oimed in azara. We can't all pile into the azara every time we bring a korban. Lefichoch tignu neviim rishonim shi yivorim yisrael ksheirim v'yirichet v'yushluchei kol yisrael lamed ala korbanos. Ve'man nikram anshei mamad. It's an interesting tone beer. Efshir that. We're not oimed al korbonei, but we can't be oimed al korbonei, so we're manish shliach to be oimed. Not we're manish shliach to bring a korban, we're manish shliach to be oimed al korban. Tzarechian. So, v'cholkei, and so Klal Yisrael is divided up, so that the Yechidei school of Klal Yisrael are mekayim the din of Ma'amodis v'chol yoyim v'yoyim. And then the Rambam describes the Bain Oysen, Miskabtsin, wherever you are, Misanin, Bisheni, Bishabashalin, Bishlish Revi, Bahamishi, Abol Bev Shabbos, Misanin, And then b'chol yom yom we would say shachris vincha, musav and ne'ila, shachris vincha un'ila, v'oid meisiv in tefillah acheres, a kind of musav, and we'd say nesias kapayim. And then the Rambam writes that shmoynas yemechanek el loyhoyu an sheimamad ois and mamad b'shachris. That a day that we'd say musaf, so we relaxed our lochis the mamodis, Chanukah was relaxed, elu b'shach n'bovod, v'chol yoyim shahoyo boy korban o eitzim, lehoyo boy mamod b'ne'ila, elu b'shachris u'b'tfila sh'ni b'incha, and similarly a day that had korban eitzim, so they wouldn't have the full seder of the mamodes. What's korban eitzim? Zman kovui ha'yil mishpachis mishpachis letzeis la yorim lovi eitzim la marocha. Families had set days to bring eitzim for the marocha. Yom shiagil de mishpacha zul lovi eitzim hayim akriv and oilais nedava vizel korban eitzim v'ha'yil hem kimoy yomtiv. And a day that we brought eitzim, we also brought nedavos. So that was kmo yomtiv v'asurin boy behesped ubetaynis ubasiyas melacha v'dover zeh minog. And the isur hesped and the siyas melachim and the isur hesped is a minog. Afilu yochid shisnadei eitzim exar maracha also ba'osi ayoyim behesped ubetaynis ubasiyas melacha. So the Achroim are surprised at this Rambam, that the Rambam says it's only a minhag. The Pashtus of the, he quotes the Pashtus of the Yerushalmi. He says the Pashtus says that it should be an Isur Gomer. Why? Because it's a day that's Kerego. So Mikdash David says, this is the Rambam Lishitasei, because the Rambam doesn't quote the din of Lina by the Regolim. That's a Peladika Rambam. He only quotes Lina Gabi Bikurim. So he says it's consistent. It's not a Yishu in the Rambam, but it's a consistency in the Rambam. And Yoy said the Rambam holds that a day that when I bring Korbanos, Me'ikar Adin, it's not Kerego. Because it's a regular day, but the korbanos. However, there's a minog to treat it with hesped. So memela, there would not be any requirement of lina either, because the Rambam, again, consistent. That's not a hesbra dover, just consistent that it's only b'tayrat luyet suyer. It was a din that I couldn't do malach. It was a din I couldn't give a hesped. So then it would have a din of regel, and here it's a little bit of a jump, a little hard to understand the Mikdash David, and then there would be a din of lina. All right, again, there's a little bit of a jump, but the Mikdash David is assuming that the Rambam holds that there is, as the Menchasim we'll see in a moment, that there is a din of lina, right, and that Bikurim is emblematic of that din. But it's a din on a regel, which is a regular kavu b'tayra, and we're moist of the din of bikurim to that din. But that's only isafa. When I bring bikurim, that's kiregel. But the other days that connect me to mikdash, so they are not kiregel. And memela, what's the consistency? They're not kiregel. There's no din of hesped. Therefore, there's no din of lina as well. Okay, a little bit of a jump, because the Rambam doesn't quote lina any place. But that's what he suggests is the consistency within the Rambam. Okay, but again, the yesod of here is that when the Tosfos says that there are two chiyuvim, two mechayivim, Mikdash David says one could suggest that it's really one mechayiv, the mechayiv of regel, and when I bring a korban, that's a regel bifnei yatzma. So the Mikdash David says that becomes an important comment on Minchas Chinuch, which is oft quoted. Even the Minchas Chinuch quotes it twice in the Sefer. And then he's very happy with this Mahalach of one of his Talmidim. So Minchas Chinuch writes, he quotes it in two places. But in the second place, in Kuf Ayin Beis, so there he writes it, then in Hagas Mitzera, but he also writes it in Kuf Lamed Vav, by the halachis of the Korban of Kohen Gadol, Minchas Chavitim, the Korban. It's also a very pretty chinuch. The chinuch writes, the Korban, the Kohen Gadol is chayiv in bringing a mincha every day, and the mincha is divided into two, one in the morning, one at night. So the chinuch writes, Lefisha Kohen Gadol hu ashliach bein Yisrael levim shebashamayim. The Kohen Gadol is a shliach from us to Rebbeinu Shalom. When they say Tfilei Lov Ba'adam, what's the shlichos? He says, shlichos is not that he's bringing karbonis for us. The shlichos, he's davening for us. And he's achieving kapara for us by his tfilas, by his karbonis. Lachain, roi la'ish kazeh, li'yos le'korban miyucha t'midi, k'moy t'midei tzibur. So we have all the korban tomid, so now the kayin is our shliach. So he should have his own personal korban tamid. And then he writes, "Kedesha yisairu kol machshavoysa v'yosim daite v'kavanosa yitzal Hashem yisbaruchu l'man zois yu'iloi v'lehem." And by having his own korban, he'll have morvus airibus. It'll awaken and inspire more machshavos. And then he writes, "V'ein safek shein dayim his airibus ha'odom kishen makriv korbonoi ha'meyuchad lo'i." He says, what do you see from this din of a korban minchas chavitim? You see the yesod in psychology, that a person, if I have something that's specifically mine, so I'm connected with it more, and it inspires me more. A person, when you hear Rosh Hashiva say his amahalach from another Rosh Hashiva, he says it very beautifully. He says amahalach from the Gedei Olam, says it b'tiv tam v'das. When he says his own chiddush, though, so then he gets very cooked up and very excited, because the person's misorer b'kam shenitin loy. She's orkol machshavos. So he says about Kohen Gadol brings his own korban. He brings his own korban, so then a person who is tasked with representing Klal Yisrael. It's a beautiful lashon. He's the kind of person he needs to have a greater eras machshava, and he'll have a greater eras machshava if he brings his own personal korban. It makes a kinyan in something. It's a very interesting balance between seeing the Kohen Gadol as a different kind of a person and seeing the Gadol still a human being. So the Minchas Chinuch writes this to there as well, but I think he writes it more by Harchov and Kufayin Aleph, I think. So there he writes, there is a Rambam. Rambam says in Hilchas Klei Mikdash that Perek Vav is about the Ma'amodis, Perek Hay is about the Kohen Gadol. Who was the Kohen Gadol? The last halacha of, no, not the last halacha, the last halacha on the page. Yeah. Ubayis hoyaloi. Ubayis yaloi, right? Ubayis yaloi. Muchon ba mikdash, v'anik relishkas kain gado. V'tif artoi uchvoinoi, shiye yoyshe ba mikdash kol ayoim. Beautiful lashon. V'tif artoi uchvoinoi, shiye yoyshe ba mikdash kol ayoim. We discussed Rabbi Malin yesterday. Okay, different time. V'lo yotz, v'lo yetz, and he shouldn't leave. Elo lebeise bilvad belaila oisho oishtayim beyoim. He should only leave mikdash to go home at night, or maybe for some time during the day. V'yebeisei b'yushalayim ve'enoi zoz misham. He doesn't leave. So the Achronim who tried to find Makoris for the Rambam, so they have a Makor for the Lishkas Kohen Gadol. But that the din of Lo Yetze Elo Lebeise Bilvad Belai Lo Shoa Shtayim Beyoim, so that they don't have a Makor for that. So the Minchas Chinuch writes that he was very excited that one of his Talmidim, a Talmud Achorif, ran at the bottom, says that in his Pirush, the Gemara, he spells it who it is. The Mavura Kama Pa'amim B'teisefta, right? B'mkein Kohen Gadol, Hoya Makriv B'chol Yoy Minchas Chavitim B'vayku B'erev, Kohen Gadol brought a carbon every day. Imkein Lo Hoya Yochol Letzeis Mirushalayim, V'lo Dur B'sech Yerushalayim, right? He could leave the Azara at night, but he couldn't leave Yerushalayim. He had to stay in Yerushalayim. Why in Yerushalayim? So he says, Pashut, because he brought a korban. It was the Kohen Gadol had din of lina b'chol yom v'yom. And he writes, v'divrei pi chochem v'chein. He says, a gaval de gavart. He was very excited about it. So the Mikdash David says, not so fast. He says, the Minchas Chinuch says this. But he says, maybe the makriv korban ton lina v'keim ad the Kohen Gadol makriv chavitim v'chol yom v'kein ton lo'ilam lina v'yushalayim ayin sham. In the fize hachanami the osir basias malocha behesvetainis kishor maybe korban, and he says that if that would be the case, then it should reflect that the Kohen Gadol had a din of regal b'chol yom v'yom. So the Mikdash David says all of this we don't find in the Rambam. He recognizes. But we don't find a lot in the Rambam Lina. But he says, L'chaira, something should be mentioned with the Kohen Gadol having a din of regal b'chol yom v'yom and not being able to be maspid, not a nisim malacha b'chol yom v'yom. He says, he doesn't write that. Eli thinks, ach ein tzorach l'zeh, the tam de makriv korban ton lina, hu mishum da'oisim dine kiregel, im kein Kohen Gadol, de kol yom av kiregel, de Kohen Gadol makriv oinein. Why is that? It's because the raya from the din of a mitzayra, that a mitzayra noig tzirosa, the Gemara brings a raya made cotton, because a Kohen Gadol can be a mitzayra also. So, imkein mishum hachi ton la'olam lina b'Yerushalayim, to kol hashana etzlai kiregel l'chu la'alma. It says in Mikdash David, so based on his mahalach, he would say that the Kohen Gadol would have a din of regal because he brought a korban every day without any exception. With one of the more recent Rosh Yeshivas, so he's a great, he's an Adam Gadol in Eretz Yisrael, of Avram Garbuz. So he writes a lot in Kodshim. So he takes one step further, and he says that it was Efshir for the Kohen Gadol not to be connected to any korban. Right? In other words, our Tosafot suggests maybe a Kohen Gadol can send the korban de shlichus. So, how can we say that the Kohen Gadol couldn't leave Yerushalayim because the Minchas Chavitin? He said maybe he could send the korban de shliach. A shliach could bring the korban chavitin. So he says, but afal pikein. He didn't say it this way, but we pointed out that the Tosfos says the only way the shlichus works is if I'm not in the mikdash the same day as the akrava and as the achila. If I'm in, or the akrava. If I am in the mikdash the same day as the akrava, so then Tosfos says, I do have a din of lina. So the Rabban Garba says that since the Kohen Gadol, by wearing the tzitz, v'shas avoida, so he is miratza on any tum and any korban. So in Mela, every Kohen Gadol is always connected to every korban, and certainly Minchas Chavitim. So every Kohen Gadol has a din of being connected to Akrav, and therefore would have a din an Isur Lina. It would be impossible for a Kohen Gadol to ever not have a din of Lina. That's how he supports the Minchas. So Ayetzimikolze is that we learn the sugya of Lina. Our Tosfos contributes to the din of Lina. They have arrived from our sugya, that there are two halachas of lina. There's halach of lina, which is mitam kakrovas korban, and halach of lina because of the regel is mechayev hava of biyav mikdash. Okay, and again ritva lechov vayt regel. So the Mikdash David says, and Rosi points out that maybe this is not Pshat and Tosfos, but he points out that we have several diyukim that the din of regel and the din of korban may be the same din. Why should they be the same din? Because the korban creates a din of regel. The reason I was noita to see this as a Shita and Tosfos because the lashon of our Tosfos and Rabbeinu Elchanan is different. And L'chatzul v'pela, when you look at the Tosfos in Chagiga, the last line says, and Rabbeinu Elchanan said the following. When our Tosfos seems to say, to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, it's a Shita of all Tosfos. So what do they find in the Rabbeinu Elchanan? Since I was wondering, maybe there's a difference in the Baliya Tosfos, whether it's two separate Mechayivim, or Mikdash David, that is one Mechayiv of Regel. What are the Rayas? The Raya is the Lashon of the Sifrei, that it's Marbe HaMevi Nedoveis Menachais, the Derke Elu, and the Raya of the Tesefta puts together the Din of Lina and the Din of the Bing Masvid, and the Pesach Sheni is, it doesn't have either one. So that's what leads the Mikdash David to say that the regel is machayev for the two kinds of a golem, and the yom today that bring a korban that becomes a regel b'fnei atzmai, and that leads the Mikdash David to make a ha'ara on the minchas chinuch. It's a standalone minchas chinuch that the kohen gadol was not yoytzim Yerushalayim. Why? Din of lina, don't need a makor for it. It's a little bit. There is a difficulty there because you have to make an assumption, which you see that most svarim make the assumption that the Rambam holds there is a din of lina by al karbonis, that it's a hashmata explicitly, but it's there. That's the minchas chinuch assumes, and so that is the derech hamelach in the shitas of Rambam. Ayin chazon lamoyed have full clarity in that. So the Mikdash David says it could be that it's the same idea. It's not mitam that the Kohen Gadol has a korban that he brings every day, which again, Rav Avraham Garboz says, and he's connected to that korban. It's not stam. He can never be disconnected. Tosfos says, I can send a korban simcha, and somebody else can bring it. I'm disconnected. No chiyuvlin. The Kohen Gadol can never be disconnected. He owes us to where it sits, to Ratz of the Tumah, that could come to every korban. Memelis, he's connected enough. And then, Mikdash David says, no, it's betayras that the Kohen Gadol has a din of regel b'chol yoyim b'yoyim. A din of regel b'chol yoyim b'yoyim. The din that my mother is have a din of regel, I said, that's kemenik, that's a minik. But the din that a kohen gadol who's miskasher to the korban and he's bazara, that's the din deraisa of lina. Okay, good. So tomorrow we will go on to the bottom of the Omud. The why not? I will try. We'll see. We have the Kaychas. We'll try. We'll see. We'll see if we can do it. We'll try. Is it a different time though? Is Mincha a different time tomorrow? We'll find out. It's a different time tomorrow. But we'll try to learn the sugya of Korban Siva, Korban Yachad, the top of Gimel Midbeis. We'll start with it's often discussed, it's called the Kash of the Gvura Sari, and the Din of Keteris over there. See if we can, we'll try. Yeah.